This is the Sports Bosses on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Miami, here's Jim Rodriguez and Sean Stanley.
Getting after it here on SB Nation Radio. More college hoops talk here. We talked about the left side of the bracket, the games that are tonight. Tomorrow, we finish up the Sweet 16 with four more games out of the East and the Midwest. Joining us now to talk a little bit more college hoops, and thanks to our friends at Straight Talk Wireless, is one of the greats, one of the legends, four-time NBA champion, star of big screen and TV. It's everybody's favorite. It's John Sally. John, Jim, and Sean here in Miami. How are you, my friend?
What's happening? How is Miami? I miss home.
Miami home.
It's very cold today. It was 66 degrees when we woke up.
Oh, I don't miss it that much.
Well, I can tell you one thing. Miami, it's spring break. It is as advertised, my friend. As advertised, as you would imagine.
Yeah, well, the snowbirds are probably crashing in the back of some cars right about now. But maybe not. There's a lot of Uber and Lyft going on. So that should be the best part of Miami. I'm down there a lot. I work with a couple of companies down there, Stem Cell Center of Excellence. Mm-hmm. And I'm working with my man Steve Noodleberg, called On the Ball, my girl Danielle Lapata. I still am connected in Miami. It's still my spot. I go like three or four times a year.
Well, I'll tell you what, unbeknownst to you, every time I go to a club, I say, John Sally, oh, yeah, come on in. So I'm behaving myself, John, but you're helping me out a lot. I know you don't know that, but it's all right. And by the way, you got a tab at Prime 112, by the way. Hey, John, you better take care of that tab at Prime 112 that I rang up for you. I apologize. I'll get you that next week, okay?
Yeah, man. At 112, they sit around. They love giving me scotch and vegetables.
That's it. Well, that's your lifestyle. You're in that plant-based lifestyle, a vegan. Tell us about how an NBA player goes and does the plant-based lifestyle, because you've been doing this for a while.
I know, man. I said to people before, I said, man, I was talking to this 800-pound gorilla, and I said, you only eat plants and you don't cook them? How do you keep your weight? How do you keep your strength? That's how he keeps his weight and his strength. We are fiber-eating mammals, so that's what we eat. We eat, we're herbivores, so we supposed to eat fiber, nothing dead. We're the only species on the whole planet that cooks its food. Makes no sense. So I do like some warm food, but not the way this body's supposed to work. Man, this is a work of art. God only made one of these. Mine, he happened to make it bigger than the rest, but he only made one of these. And this is a wonderful thing, and I take care of it just like you would give me a Ferrari. I treat my body like a Ferrari. I want to give it the best fuel. I polish it. I make sure you don't get in with French fries and soda, spill it on my wonderful interior. I treat my body like I treat any other inanimate object. I just treat my body better. So that's how I was able to do it. When I said, how am I going to be the best me? And the best me is taking care of this body on how it works. And that's it. Like, if you had a car and you have a beautiful paint job, you're not going to go and say, hey, let me get some baby oil and wipe it on this paint. That makes no sense. You're going to get the right polish. You're going to take care of it. So that's exactly how I think about that piece.
Now, we're joined by John Sally, the great John Sally, a four-time NBA champion, one of two guys, if I got it right, to win an NBA championship in three different decades, which is
I know.
Shows you the power of what you bring to a ball club.
Oh, see, this is, it's all positive attitude. You ever see that, man? They talk about, you get a team and they tell you all the names and they give you all the stats and that team doesn't do well. There's no chemistry. There's nobody that's able to say, hey, we're here to win together. Everybody's an individual. Not my mentality. My mentality has always been, I never won a championship by myself. And even the great players on my team, they didn't win by themselves. They may get the MVP and get the accolades, make the most money, had the most points. But only Kobe Bryant, like I remember some guy just told me, they scored something like 52 points in one of the games in high school, and Kobe had 48 of them. Like, that's different. We don't know one guy is winning. One guy may have all the flow, but you have to have the rest of it. Look at Steph Curry. Steph Curry opens up the court, and everybody else shines. So that was just my attitude, man. Get on the squad, be positive, work with one force to win. I don't have to hang out with you. I don't have to know what your kids' names are, none of that. But when we come to work to win. There's a difference.
Now, speaking of winning, you're doing some great work with the folks at Straight Talk Wireless and what they're doing with the NCAA tournament. How's your bracket doing?
Well, my bracket got blown apart in Straight Talk Wireless, the wonderful company that they are, straighttalk.com, if you want to learn a little bit more. Unlimited plan, $55. I sat there and listened to everybody else because I didn't get to watch all these players. You know, you just get to see what you see on the sports channel and on what you hear on podcasts and radio. But then you get in there and these kids are like, no, I'm not losing. So we were all blown apart. Right now I'm going with my old faithfuls. I'm always going with Kentucky because I love Calipari. I'm going with Michigan because I played Detroit. I'm going with Villanova because I was at
Wait a minute. How many teams you got, John? Wait a minute. You can't.
I got the four. I'm picking my four. I got Villanova, Michigan, Kentucky, and I'm going with one ACC team. That's right. I'm going with Clemson, mainly because of Gabe DeVoe, but that's what I'm going with.
Now, I got one question for you. Now, and hear me out on this. Loyola deserves the sort of crown and the shoe to be Cinderella for what they've done. I think Syracuse is kind of getting jobbed here in terms of what Boeheim does, only because of all the reputation and the Sweet 16s they've been. Hell of a job by Jim Boeheim in Syracuse.
Everybody says that. Everybody says it's great to make it in the Sweet 16. It is. You know, I've been there. I've been there twice. Once. Yeah, I've been there once, and then I lost in the round before. Oh, twice. I've been there twice in my college career. And it's great. It's a great thing. And you can say that about a coach after they win. Well, he got us this far. Boeheim has been doing it for so long in Syracuse. And, you know, you expect him to go and win, you know, 2 and 3 and 4. What's he at? 2 championships now?
Yep.
But then you expect, you know, him to have it like Coach K. That's just the way it is. When you hear that name all the time, you expect that coach to, you know, win all those championships. It's a hard thing to do. One, recruiting all the new talent after seeing some of it. Pearl Washington, Derek Coleman, Ronnie Cicely. He had great, great, Carmelo Anthony. I mean, he has some unbelievable players play for him. And, you know, it's trying to put together the right squad. So it's a tough thing to do. And when you get in the tournament, it's not really you. You just have to just play basketball. There's no scouting, really. The first week you may get scouting. But then it's time off and people patting you on your back. It's a tough life.
You're the best, man. NBA champion, TV host, actor, wellness advocate, John Sally has been our guest. And you can hit him up on Twitter at the John Sally. My man, it's always been a pleasure. We'll have to do this again soon.
StraightTalkWireless.com, bro.
All right. That's John Sally. He's the best, man. He's the best.
That's awesome. One thing I wish we would have got to is I want to see what he thought about the Virginia losing.
Well, you know what I think? I think we're going to go to break. We'll do it on the other side. We'll be back. Sports Bosses, SB Nation Radio.